Welcome to today's message. Excited to be with you. Today's message is The Power of Proper Placement, which is like a really long title. And I know that Pastor Josh did The Power of a Word. I did The Power of a Plan. And I want to speak to you today about the power of proper placement. In other words, God has a place for you. Like there's a physical, geographical place that God has for you. Like, He's really concerned with geography and where people are. He just is. He wants you to be in the place that He has for you. And that's not simply an internal, spiritual, soul thing. There's also, I firmly believe, a physical thing. How can you say that? Because God placed Adam and Eve in a garden. He had a place for Noah in an ark. He had a place for Abraham and a land that He called him to. He had a place for Moses and going back to speak to Pharaoh. He had a place for Joshua and taking the people into the land that He promised. As we see, we have, like all through the Bible, God's concerned with two things: people, His people, and people who He wants all to be His people, and a place for them. And that's not just spiritually, because God's concerned with every detail of our life. So I want us to look at what it really kind of practically looks like to understand the power of the place that God has for you. So we're going to look at a story of Elijah, who's running from a king who wants to kill him. And Elijah's a prophet of God. And so he's delivered some crazy news to King Ahab, which is, it's not going to rain for 3 years. You're a wicked dude. I'm summarizing this. We're going to be looking at 1 Kings chapter 17. If you're interested in looking at the backstory, I suggest that you start reading 1 Kings. By the way, it's a great book. You'll love it. But 1 Kings 17, we see Elijah who's just delivered some really damning news to the king of Israel, who's a wicked king, that God is not happy with him, and it will not rain for 3 years. It will not rain until Elijah gives the word. And so the king, after he delivers this, begins to hunt Elijah, because Elijah delivers the word, then he's gone. He's running because he knows the king's not happy. And so the king decides to kill him, and God has a place for him, a place. And we'll read it. So it says in verse 1, "Now Elijah, who was from Tishbe in Gilead, told King Ahab, 'As surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, the God I serve, there will be no dew or rain during the next few years until I give the word.' Then the Lord said to Elijah, 'Go to the east and hide by the Kerith Brook, near where it enters the Jordan River.'" So God tells him, "Hey, I've got a place for you, because what I told you to do is pretty dangerous and a little scary." And doesn't it seem that way for us? Listen, the Lord's never told me to deliver a damning message to a tyrant. Never happened. But He's spoken to me about what He has for me to do. And it can be a little scary, but He always has a place for us. He hides us away for His purpose. He says, go to the brook, Kerith Brook, near where it enters the Jordan River. Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I've commanded them to bring you food." So here's the first thing that you need to realize. I have five very simple points. The power of proper placement. Listen, you being in the place that God has spoken to you, He's whispered to you, He's showed you where you should be, it always brings providential supply. Proper placement provides providential supply. That's like a tongue twister, but it's so true. When you can discern and hear the voice of the Lord, and you're walking with Him, He will bring you to the place where He's going to provide for you. The place that God has for you is the place that He's going to provide for you as well. I never need to be afraid if I'm going to end up in a spot where just I'm going to starve to death, or I'm not going to have the things that I need to survive. The Bible's very clear, both in examples like we see in Elijah, but also in Scripture. One of my life verses, Philippians 4:19, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory." In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus speaks about how we should live life without worry. Like, He says, why would you worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, where you're going to live, about the clothes that you wear? Don't worry about things. If God takes care of the sparrow, if He clothes the lilies of the field, He's going to take care of you. And you need to know, when you step out and you begin following Him, His proper placement for you is a place where he will supernaturally provide. You don't have to live in fear, wondering, oh my gosh, how am I going to make this work? How am I going to handle my finances? How am I going to steward everything so that it all works? God brings provision when you are in the place he has for you. Listen, that starts here internally. But there's a practical aspect of it, that he will bring you to a place where he is your source and provision. Trust him. The power of proper placement is that it always brings you to a place where he provides. The second thing you need to know, point two, proper placement requires the death of personal and religious pride. How can you say this with this story? Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food. Interesting, because Elijah was the man. He was the prophet that spoke to millions of people. Everyone knew who he was. He was the revered, the honored, the most reverend Elijah. Everybody knew him. And now he delivers a message that is a hard message for the king to hear. And God hides him away and then says, this is where you're going to live, right by this brook. Oh, and you're going to have to just drink water from here. By the way, I'm going to have like ravens bring you food. How humiliating. The man that everywhere he went, people revered him and honored him and certainly made sure that he was at the head of every table, that he had the best of the best. Now God's putting him in a place where he's providing for him. But listen, he had to swallow probably some pride. He had to operate. How about this? I don't know if he had to swallow pride, but I know he had to operate in humility because he was in a place where he's living homeless. But that's not the only thing. God says, ravens will bring you food, for I have commanded them. This is an interesting dynamic because according to Mosaic law, ravens were unclean. And anything that they touched, if you touched it, you were unclean. God's asking him, or telling him, he's not even asking. He's saying, I'm going to provide for you, but it's not going to be something that you like because these birds are unclean. And Elijah had to swallow his pride. So many people are taken out from the purpose and plan of God because they don't like the place that he has for them, because it's humbling. It's the place they didn't want. It's things that they didn't expect. I get it. Literally, when I surrendered my heart to serve the Lord no matter what, I was 14 years old when that happened, when I knew that there was a call on my life. I was 19 years old when God reaffirmed that. And I jokingly, but there was a good bit of seriousness to it. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'll go to Africa, I'll go to Asia, I'll go anywhere you want me to. Just don't send me to Lake Charles. Say what? And in that, I've learned that humility always wins, because you may say to yourself, I'll never do this, I won't do this. There can be no preconditions in following him, because he'll put you in a place where he brings you to the end of yourself, because proper placement always brings providential supply, but it requires the death of personal and religious pride. I am this, look at me. Nope. You have to lay that down. And let me just say, many people have been taken out. They've said, Lord, that can't be you because it's not what I expected. Set your expectations aside. God has given you a word. He's got a plan. But you have to know that his placement is going to require you to come to the end of yourself, and it's probably not going to look like you expect. So, Elijah did as the Lord told him and camped beside Kereth Brook. He's homeless. The Lord told him, go to Kereth Brook. You're going to eat some food from some unclean animals, which makes you unclean. Sorry about all that, but that's what I got for you. I'm sure he didn't like it. East of the Jordan River, and the ravens brought him bread and meat each morning and evening, and he drank from the brook. But after a while, the brook dried up, for there was no rainfall anywhere in the land. Duh, he prophesied that. He told King Ahab, it's not going to rain till I give the word. It's going to be a few years. Well, God brought him to a place where it required the death of his personal and religious pride. He's drinking from a brook. He's living homeless. He's being fed by unclean animals, which makes him unclean. He is like the epitome of down low, because this is the principle that I want you to get. Remember, it's the power of proper placement. Providential supply. He takes care of you. He supplies all of your needs, but it's going to require the death of your personal and religious pride. But here's the thing. Proper placement. It's really just, it's uncomfortable. But we have to, as followers of Jesus, have to realize that he's much less concerned with our comfort than he is with our obedience and purpose. Because, and here's the fourth thing, where he has for us to be is always, always tied to our obedience. Listen, the enemy has counterfeits for everything. Surely Elijah could have gone, Lord, certainly you don't want me to be fed by unclean animals, living homeless beside a brook. I'm camping in the wilderness, and now the creek is drying up. I thought you told me that you would place me here and that there would be provision. And so I'm just going to go. I must have been wrong. I must have heard you wrong. And I'm just going to go to one of the patrons that I know that they're way better off. And I'm sure they'll have a little place for me to stay and provide for me. And he could have just walked away, because it was uncomfortable. Don't do that. I've seen many people do that. God puts them in a really tough spot, and instead of trusting him through it, they walk away from it. The power of proper placement. God takes care of you. You're going to have to deal with your pride. It's going to be uncomfortable. The fourth thing requires your obedience. Requires your obedience. Then the Lord said to Elijah, now the brook's dried up. The Lord said to Elijah, go and live in the village of Zarephath near the city of Sidon. I have instructed a widow there to feed you. Isn't much better. So he went to Zarephath. As he arrived at the gates of the village, he saw a widow gathering sticks, and he asked her, would you please bring me a little water in a cup? As she was going to get it, he called to her, bring me a bite of bread too. Why? Because he's thirsty and hungry. And here's this widow, she's gathering sticks for fire. She's going to use to cook things. He's making that assumption, I would imagine. I'm making that assumption. He's making an assumption. But she says to him, I swear by the Lord your God that I don't have a single piece of bread in the house. And I have only a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. I was just gathering a few sticks to cook this last meal, and then my son and I will die. What a widow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you gave me a widow. You told me to go to Zarephath to this widow's house. Like, this is like one tragedy after another. First, I got to deliver a bad message. I don't want to do that. Then you tell me I got to run because the king's going to kill me. I could have figured that one out. You put me by a brook, living, camping, homeless, drinking from a stream, and eating food that nasty birds bring. And then the creek dries up, and now you tell me to go to a widow's house. I think this is going to be an upgrade, but when I see the widow that you clearly have for me, she's got like nothing left. But listen to me, that was not Elijah's attitude. We know this because of the following verses. Look at it. I'm just saying that because I'll be honest, that might have been my attitude. Maybe in the past it has been, and maybe it's been yours, where you begin to question what God has for you because of where you are practically, physically, geographically. Lord, another hurricane? You got to be kidding me. Where are you? Where are you in here? Because you can be in the place that God has for you, like right here, like here, like here, physically. But if it's not, like if you're not living in honor and obedience in your heart, it's only a matter of time before your feet walk away from the place that he has for you. Where do people fall from? You've seen it. We've seen Christian leaders. We've seen followers of Jesus fall from grace, fall. And they fall into a variety of things, but they all fall from the same place. It's the place of spending time with God, hearing his voice, and trusting him. Elijah, though dealing with difficulty in the place that God had for him, trusted him. How do we know that? Because look at what he tells that fatalistic widow who says, we got nothing left. You want me to get you some water? Fine. Water, I got a little bit of that, but I don't have any flour for bread. I have just enough for me and my son, my husband's dead, for me and my son to make just a little bit of bread. We'll eat that. We got nothing left, and then we're going to die. Thanks a lot for asking. Look at Elijah's words to her. But Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear is what takes us out of the place that God has for us. Because the place that God has for you is one where you're going to have to trust him. That's called faith. And the opposite of faith is not doubt. The opposite of faith is fear. And so in the moment where this lady who was actually better off than Elijah, when she begins to speak death over her and her son, Elijah looks at her and says, don't be afraid. This is a man who's full of faith and who trusts the word of God, the plan of God. That's why he's in the place that God has him to be as prophet. He's making a difference. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what you've said. But make a little bread for me first. What is he doing to her? Same thing I've been doing to her, to him, making her a little uncomfortable. Putting her in a place that doesn't make sense. Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. And then he gives her a word, and it's the plan that God has for you. See the previous messages? Here's the word. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rains and the crops grow again. Look at this. Verse 15, so she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her family continued to eat for many days. There was always enough flour and olive oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah. Because here's the next principle. Yeah, where God has for you to be, he's going to supply all of your needs. Just trust him. It's going to require humility on your part. It's probably going to be very uncomfortable. It requires your obedience. That's faith. That's trusting him. But here's the final thing. Being in the place that God has for you, it requires your obedience, yes, but it releases the power of God. If you don't believe that he's going to take care of you, if you're not willing to be uncomfortable, if you're not willing to be humble, if you're not willing to be obedient, you're never going to see the power of God in your life. Why do so many Christians fail to see the power of God in their life? I ask people, like, tell me your God story, because God stories are marked with the miraculous. If your life is not marked by the miraculous, don't get mad at me for this. I'm asking you, where's the miracle-making God in your life? Are you truly following him and his word and his plan? Because it doesn't always make sense. But when you follow what seems crazy, but you sense is the Lord, and you back it up with scripture and wise people around you, can go, yes, I see that. It releases the power of God in your life. Everybody wants that, right? Here's the last and final thing as I wrap up. The power of God in your life, the place that God has for you, it's never just about you. Elijah follows in obedience and faith to a place where God supplied his needs, but it required his humility, his discomfort, his obedience. And that was at the brook with the ravens feeding him. And then he goes to the widow that he would think would be an upgrade, right? Except she's in a pretty bad spot herself. And what God spoke to him, he kind of uses Elijah to speak to her. Look, you've got to know that proper placement is never just about you, but because of Elijah's obedience, God used him to deliver a word of faith to this widow and her son that he would always take care of them. Listen, there was a big roadblock. You need to read the rest of the story, because her son dies. And she comes and really just shakes her finger in Elijah's face and says, why'd you even come here? Why'd God bring you here? For my son to die? What kind of God is this? Because just because you follow God's word, you obey his word, and you follow his plan doesn't mean that it's easy. But as you continue to have faith, it releases the power of God in your life, so much so that other people are impacted. Read the story to find out what happens with their son, because it's another even bigger miracle. Here's what I want you to know, that when you follow him, you heed the word of God. You, you step out into the plan that he has for you. You step out into the place for he has to. Yeah, it's hard, but he's going to take care of you. Don't make it about you. And if you trust him, he'll use you. You'll get to see the miraculous in your life, and he'll use you to bring the miraculous to the people around you. This is how we change the world. This is our mission, to see, to let the world see, for us to first see the power of God in our life, and then to show the world that it's not just relegated to us. God has a word for them, a purpose and plan for them, and a place for them. And this is why we exist as a church. I want you to know that God knows you and loves you. He's speaking your name. He has a purpose and plan for you. He has a place for you. You got to trust him. And I know it can be tough and it can be scary, but when you do and you get to the end of yourself, you see the miracle working power of God in your life. And he'll use you to deliver a word of life and encouragement and maybe even a miracle to somebody else. And there's nothing like that. That's awesome. This is how the world is to be changed. This is the plan of Jesus when he says, go. Make disciples. We have to first experience the goodness and grace of God before we can extend it to others. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that it's just a good deed that changes the world. It's obedience and stepping out in that good deed that releases the power of God, not just in your life, but through your life to somebody else. God's called us to change the world through him. And maybe you're far from him and you need to hear from him. Maybe he's speaking to you now, calling you to the place that he has for you, and you're scared. It's okay. Trust him. Have faith. How do you have faith? You recognize you got to get rid of you and your pride and lay it down. And if that's you, I want to pray for you. If you're here, I'm just going to pray. Jesus, I just pray that whoever's listening and they've been scared to step into what you have for them, Lord, I just pray right now you speak a word to them. Lord, they believe your word. They recognize they can't do this in their own strength. They turn from their ways, their sin, and they believe you and what you have for them. That Jesus, they know that you love them and have a purpose and plan for them. You paid the price on that cross for their sin, for a place for them. Your place in that moment was on the cross so that you could lead them to a place of life, not death. May they see that now and surrender to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, if God's at work in you, let us know. Click on the link in the chat box underneath. Reach out. I want to help you grow in your walk with God and not just live in the place that he has for you, but be a blessing to the people right around you. Love you guys. See you soon. Know that the best is yet to come. God bless.